Diplomats will meet in the Austrian capital Vienna later today in an attempt to inject momentum into the process of ending the conflict in Syria. The US Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov will chair the meeting. Here's Bethany Bell in Vienna.
Officials say they hope this meeting will inject new life into the faltering Syrian peace process. The last round of peace talks in Geneva reached a deadlock in April when the main opposition group suspended its participation because of the mounting violence. Western diplomats want to shore up the shaky truce and see progress on humanitarian access to encourage the opposition to return to the table. They say much will depend on how much pressure Russia is willing to bring to bear on its ally, the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
The conservation charity WWF has called on Mexico to ban fishing in the habitat of the world's most threatened marine mammal after its population declined by 40% over the past year. On Friday, it was announced that there are only an estimated 60 vaquita porpoises left. It's often caught as bycatch by fishermen trying to capture a species of endangered fish for a lucrative trade in their swim bladders to China. The WWF's director in Mexico, Omar Vidal, said illegal fishing must be halted immediately.
The Mexican, U.S. and Chinese governments must work urgently and in a coordinated way to eliminate first all illegal fishing in Mexico, secondly all trafficking across the U.S.-Mexico border, and thirdly the demand in China, which really is what is promoting the increase of this kind of fishing.
The Venezuelan government has published more detail about the state of emergency that's been declared by President Nicolas Maduro in the face of an economic and political crisis. It will last for at least 60 days, and the armed forces will be given powers to distribute and sell foodstuffs. World News from the BBC. The Canadian authorities have ordered the evacuation of up to 600 oil workers in the province of Alberta because of a renewed threat from a resurgent wildfire. The province's premier, Rachel Notley, said that people in camps near Fort McMurray were being sent to oil installations further north, where a few thousand more workers are on standby to evacuate if necessary. James Cook reports.
2 weeks ago, a wildfire destroyed more than 2,000 homes in Fort McMurray and forced more than 80,000 people to flee. It is still burning, and in the past 24 hours has moved back towards the city and a dozen oil camps to the north. Dense yellow smoke has descended, and in places the air is thick with ash. A spokesman for the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo told the BBC that 8,000 people were given precautionary evacuation orders late on Monday evening, in addition to some 4,000 who had already been advised to leave.
An American who's had the first penis transplant in the United States has told the BBC that he hopes his operation will hearten war veterans who suffered genital injuries. Thomas Manning, who's 64, said he was determined to have a replacement penis after his own was amputated when he got cancer. He said he wanted to speak out about his experience.
We have people that I've known for years and tell them about how they had to have it amputated. If you saw the look in their face, they cringe and they just can't stand the idea. Well, I don't hide things. I did this all up front.
The authorities in Thailand are set to close the island of Koh Tachai, saying that heavy tourism is negatively affecting natural resources and the environment. Almost all Thai marine national parks close from mid-May to mid-October for the monsoon season, but Tachai will not reopen. The beach on Koh Tachai can hold about 70 people, but sometimes the number of tourists there is well over 1,000. BBC News.